This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 12 Sept 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, it's a warm day. Sunny skies over Tel Aviv and Haifa make it perfect for a stroll. Jerusalem enjoys clear weather too. Meanwhile, Eilut is basking in the sun. It's a lovely night ahead for most of the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports that Chinese entities provided Iran with satellite images before a deadly strike on a U.S. base. The incident killed three troops. Beijing denies the allegations, demanding answers from Washington. Also, Israel Hayom reports explosions in Iran. Meanwhile, missile fire from Yemen targets Saudi Arabia, also this hour. A Jerusalem Post columnist argues that boycotts of West Bank settlements have backfired and spurred countermeasures. Separately, Ynet reports the IDF destroyed Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge. Israel warns Iran against intervention. And finally, in earlier reporting from the Jerusalem Post, settlement boycotts have not changed Israeli policy. They have prompted countermeasures. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi noted earlier today that the US is quietly moving 10 million barrels of oil daily out of the Strait of Hormuz, while Iran's exports remain zero. Gabe Droz expressed curiosity about the compulsion to create continuously, now that AI makes creation rapid and accessible. Dr. Einat Wilf questioned in a post from earlier if anyone in Venice realized the gravity of a side holding 251 hostages and turning a beautiful place into a war fortress. Let's go deeper, starting with the report from Times of Israel. Chinese entities allegedly provided satellite images to Iran before and after a strike on a U.S. base in Jordan. This attack resulted in the deaths of three American troops. The Chinese government has rejected these claims and demands an explanation from Washington. This development could heighten tensions between the US and China, impacting diplomatic relations. Turning to events in Iran. Iran's media reports explosions near Keshem Island, with further missile activity from Yemen targeting Saudi Arabia. Israel Hayom highlights the emergency alert issued in Saudi Arabia. The region remains on edge as these developments unfold, signaling a potential escalation in regional conflicts. Meanwhile, a Jerusalem Post columnist argues that boycotts of West Bank settlements have not altered Israeli policy. Instead, they have led to countermeasures and increased business interest in these areas. This assessment suggests that boycotts might not be the effective tool some had hoped for. Separately, Ynet reports on the IDF's operation against Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge. Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that Israel is actively addressing Hezbollah's underground threats. This move comes with a stern warning to Iran against intervention. The destruction of these tunnels signifies a proactive approach to safeguarding Israel's northern border. And finally, revisiting the Jerusalem Post analysis, the columnist suggests that rather than changing policy, settlement boycotts have spurred countermeasures. This reflects the complexity of economic and political strategies in the region. The discourse around boycotts continues to evolve with significant implications for regional diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business issues a severe warning about the expanding European boycott on construction in Judea and Samaria. This could threaten Israel's connection to the global financial system. The potential economic fallout is a pressing concern for Israeli businesses. Separately, Ma'ariv Business reports a recall by the health ministry. Diplomat has recalled 2 7-Days bake rolls products due to the presence of undeclared fava bean flour. Consumers sensitive to fava beans should check their pantries immediately. And finally, Kotek reflects on how 9/11 reshaped global travel security. The heightened measures introduced after the attacks have become a standard part of travel. This ongoing evolution in security impacts travelers worldwide. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.